And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, for the final time this year, his final report, TechEye Richard Pascoe, live from bustling Adelaide. Hello.
Yeah, morning, Darren. Morning to all the listeners out there. We've had a fun year, but one of the highlights of my year has been bagging Mitchell Marsh one more time. I'm sure we can go round again next year.
Look, how good's the cricket?
Oh, wasn't it superb in Adelaide? Absolutely. It was amazing. And I've got to say, this might sound very selfish of me, but I actually did a four-hour segment on a local radio station here in Adelaide and got to comment on the cricket while it was on.
Really?
Yeah.
On 5AA?
5AA on Sunday night. I was on 8 till midnight, so got to do lots of cricket analysis. And I had people ringing the station going, I didn't know that you actually knew so much about cricket.
So what sort of stuff were you serving up to the good folk of Adelaide there? What sort of things? A bit of analysis and...
Yeah, Marcus Harris's average, you know, the worst average of the Ashes opener of all time. So, you know, we're talking about, bowling. Why would Steve Smith be up at 1 o'clock in the morning practicing his batting? Maybe if he hadn't done that, he wouldn't have got out really.
Well, the talking point I noticed around Steve Smith from the guys and girls on Channel 7 was how many gloves the man has. Apparently, that was mentioned. I counted at least six times. Someone brought that. It must have been on their list of things to talk about. And when things are quiet. And anyway, but apparently he has, like, you have your cricket bag kit, right? And most people have all of their gear in the one bag, right? He's got a separate bag for his gloves.
Yeah.
Like an entire huge cricket bag just for gloves.
Yeah. Touch of the OCDs there, people.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're 2-0 up and we'll be 3-0 up after, this time next week.
That's right. And then down in Tassie at the end of the show, they can clean them up, make it 5-0.
Let's do that. All right. Now, we look forward to this each year. Your list, your tongue-in-cheek tech tips of the year. Go for it.
All right. As we head into summer, Darren, if your smartphone, tablet or computer is running hot, don't stick it in the freezer. Put it off and let it cool down. I had a real estate agent put his smartphone in the freezer, forgot all about it for about 5 or 6 hours. That was the end of the phone. Gone.
Okay, so phone actually in the freezer, and he thought, that, well, that's a good thing to do.
Yeah, he thought it was running hot. I'll put it in the freezer. Forgot all about it. Interesting. Wonder why I didn't get any calls for a while as well.
Right.
So it was like an enormous Faraday cage in there. Nothing
could
ever happen.
Oh, good use of Faraday cage there. Well done.
Yeah, like that one too. So we're trying to keep your kids off the internet over Christmas. Here's what you do. Change the Wi-Fi password. Put the new password under the dishes that need to be done.
No one will get it. No.
Now, we all love our pets, but if you let them sit on your computer, it can do the same damage as you treading on one. I've had many accidents with cats walking across keyboards is gold because they hit key combinations, which change everything.
Yeah.
I had a cat actually use one for a toilet once and got called out for that. Not much we could do for that.
So, wow. Yeah.
Pets and computers don't mix.
Did you just turn up and go, are you serious? Just buy a new keyboard. So let alone them, you know, hitting keys and whatever. But, the stuff they have on their feet, I mean, please, really?
Come
on, turn it up, cats. Really?
And we worry about Omicron. Now, Christmas is the season for giving. Unfortunately, you will not inherit a fortune from your long-lost relative in Africa. Stop believing all your emails.
Yeah.
All right, that's an old one. And now, we say that one dog year is equivalent to 7 human years.
Mm.
But in computer years, one human year is equivalent to 15 years. So that 10-year-old computer you have is actually 150 years old. It's on a Zimmer frame and can barely get out of the house. No wonder it's slow.
All right, and finally.
Finally. Especially for the blokes out there, it always pays to erase your internet search history before you have your tech guy look at your computer or smartphone.
Yeah, I'll bet you've seen a bit.
Oh, yeah, I have, but we can't say it at this time of the morning. So, yes.
Mm. All right, so for people doing last-minute Christmas tech gift shopping, all right, so Let's say for a teenager, what's a great gift for $100 or thereabouts?
Get them a gift card.
Thank you very much. Well done.
Because you'll buy the wrong thing.
No, you're exactly right. Yep, gift card. Yep.
Gift card.
All right, mate. Listen, thanks for your work throughout the year and all of the years we've been doing the show. It's terrific. We'll get you back. I'm back late January, so hopefully you'll be available to join us.
I'll be available to join, and all the cricket stuff we'll be able to talk about. Darren, thank you very much for you and the people at 7AD having me on again for another year. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I hope everybody who listens to this show has a great Christmas, New Year, and stays healthy.
Well said. All right. Have a great Christmas, mate, and talk to you in a couple of weeks' time. And you're taking holidays off, I assume.
No, I'm doing an internship at 5AA for the next couple of weeks. So I'm actually stopping the tech stuff and doing radio segments.
Right. Okay. Well, I'll get on the internet and have a bit of a listen. What times are you on?
I'm going to be on Christmas Day 10 till 2, Boxing Day 1 till 4 for a couple of them. So, yes.
Righto. Good luck. And good work. Sorry. And Richard's excellent website, talktech.com.au. Merry Christmas. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Darren.